sunshine and showers.
Thanks, Ben. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 10th of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight: low 350 miles west of Shannon, 996, expected Rockall, 958, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. West Viking, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, good. East Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southeasterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 for a time. Sleet, then fair. Poor, becoming good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest, 4 to 6, backing southeast, 6 to gale 8. Showers at first, good. Fisher, German Bight, cyclonic, becoming southeast later, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, then fair, poor, becoming good. Humber, Thames, northwest, backing southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, good. Dover, White, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, south or southeast, 3 or less, increasing 4 to 6, then veering west later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming northwest, 5 or 6 later, rain later, good, becoming poor later. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly 5 to 7, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, southerly, veering westerly, 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, south or southeast, veering southwest, gale 8 to storm 10, rain then squally showers, poor, occasionally moderate. Malin, south or southeast, 4 to 6, increasing gale 8 to storm 10, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey, southwest, backing east or southeast, 4 to 6, increasing gale 8 to storm 10, wintry showers, then rain, moderate, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Westerly, backing southeasterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west by north, 3, 11 miles, 1,015, now falling. Stornoway, southwest by south, 3. Recent precipitation, 16 miles, 1,012, rising more slowly. Lerwick, west-southwest, 4. 15 miles, 1,005, steady. Lucas, west by south, 4. 27 miles, 1,013, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west by south, 4. 1,017, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 6. 11 miles, 1,020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest, 5. 11 miles, 1,021. Jersey, north by west, 3. 11 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest, 4. 1,023. Scilly Automatic, north by east, 2. 9 miles, 1,022, falling more slowly. Valentia, south by west, 3, 14 miles, 1,019, falling. Ronald's Way, west-southwest, 3, 11 miles, 1,019, now falling. Malin Head, southwest, 4, 8 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday the 10th of April. The general situation: a light to moderate westerly airflow will back southerly and increase strong across most waters during Friday. gales or severe gales affecting more northern and western areas by the end of the day. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming southeast 6 or 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later. Wintry showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west backing southeast, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, occasional rain later, good becoming moderate or poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west backing southeast, 4 to 6, increasing 7 later, occasional rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west backing southeast, 4 to 6, increasing 7 later, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming southeasterly 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6, then veering west 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7 later, near the Isles of Scilly. Fair, then rain or drizzle, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 near St David's Head, then veering west 5 or 6 later. Fair, then rain or drizzle, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South 2 to 4, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Fair, then rain or drizzle, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West backing southeast, 2 to 4, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Fair, then rain or drizzle, showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. West 4 backing south or southeast and increasing 6 to gale 8, veering south or southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. South or southwest, 2 to 4, backing southeast, 6 to gale 8, then veering southwest, 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4, backing southeasterly, 6 to gale 8, then veering southwesterly, 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardenmerkin Point, south or southwest, 2 to 4, backing southeast, 7 to severe gale 9, then veering south, 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardenmerkin Point to Cape Wrath, west backing southeast 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, then veering south 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, west or northwest backing southeast 3 to 5, then increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, prayer for the day with the Right Reverend David Walker, Bishop of Manchester.
Good morning. It had all happened so quickly that he hadn't heard the plan to gather together that Sunday evening, so he'd missed the big moment. The moment, they claim, when Jesus himself had appeared in the locked room and convinced them that it was genuinely him, back from the dead. Not a ghost, they said. We gave him something to eat to prove he was real. But Thomas wasn't taking anything so momentous merely on the assertion of others. Did they understand what such a comeback would actually mean? He did. It would make Jesus God. endowing him with a divinity far beyond that claimed by those emperors that the Romans pressed them to worship. They all died and stayed dead. He'd made sure that next Sunday he was there with everyone, waiting to see if anything happened. And then it did. Whilst Jesus chiding him for demanding physical evidence, or thanking him for being the first to realise what such a resurrection implied. What he was sure about was that this would be the defining moment of the rest of his life. And so it approved. Now, an old man, in a land far from his birth, he could look back on how he spent those long years, seeking to draw to Jesus those who would never share his own privilege of having met the risen Christ in the flesh. Blessed are those, Jesus had said to him that night so many years ago, who have not seen, but yet believe. Lord Jesus, may we, who rely on the evidence not of our eyes but of our hearts,